Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I'm your host, Natasha. How are you all doing this morning? So far, so good over this end. It's beautiful in New York. The weather's breaking. The only thing that's affecting me right now is my allergies. But I'm hanging in there, ladies. Okay, so today's topic is going to be maintaining peace in your mind during hard times. I want you ladies to know that if you have any topics that you want me to further discuss, you can email me at info@tmcoaching.net. Once again, that's info@tmcoaching.net. All right, so let's just jump into this topic. I'm so excited today because I'm feeling really good. I've been drinking a lot of water because I've been slacking on my water, and I am a water drinker. But for the last, let's say, 3 days, I know some of you out there are like, 3 days? And those people cannot drink water on a daily basis, but I do. So when I slack, it kind of affects my body. My energy level begins to decrease. So I've been drinking my water, and I'm feeling great this morning. So I just had to let you ladies out there know how I'm feeling, and I hope you guys are feeling the same way. Remember to drink a lot of water. It's good for the body, okay? So let's discuss this topic, maintaining peace in your mind during hard times. To some of you who haven't really experienced a lot of crisis in your life, maybe some of you ladies out there are young, and as you get older, you're going to experience a lot of difficult times in your life. So this is why I'm going to start off my number one saying, if you're having any problems in your relationships or if you're having any difficult problems at this current time, you're going through something, you're struggling with something, the first thing I would advise for a lot of you younger women out there is to pray. Pray to your God. If you don't believe in God, try exercising and learn how to do some type of breathing techniques. You have to learn how to inhale and breathe out, exhale. That's very good for the nervous system. You may be going through something right now. Maybe you just got a bad diagnosis. You've been diagnosed with some type of disease. Or maybe something happened to someone in your family. Maybe you just went through a breakup. You're suffering. You're brokenhearted. And maybe you never even experienced any kind of pain in your life. So I want to let you women out there who haven't really experienced too much pain in your life. Maybe you've never really been through or gone through any hard times. So this right here is for you ladies. I want you to begin to pray to whatever God you believe in. I don't judge anyone. I believe in like whatever God you pray to. That is just your God. Our God will all bring us to the God who we supposed to serve. So I don't judge anyone here. And I've been judged a lot by a lot of the Christian community saying, you're supposed to tell them about Jesus. Look, I was not raised to say, oh, I believe in Jesus Christ. I mean, I've been through a whole lot of different religions to the fact that I just was not even serving God. I just was out there doing things. So how can I judge someone? You know, but what kept me, I was praying. I maybe wasn't praying to Jesus or God. I was praying to pictures, all type of stuff, please. So big deal. I'm very outspoken, and I do believe in just helping others. Helping others outside of the Christian community. Okay, because we all supposed to love one another, and I'm here for every last one of you ladies. There's going to be a lot of upcoming topics, but I can't discuss it with you ladies at this time because I'll be getting off topic. So to a lot of you ladies out there who haven't really experienced any type of hard times, emotional pain, struggle, and you're currently in that situation, the first thing I want you to do is begin to pray. Okay, meditation. Please meditate. Please pray. Learn how to develop your breathing techniques. Okay, there's DVDs, CDs. Maybe you know someone who knows someone who knows how to do these breathing techniques. The reason why I say that's very important, it relaxes the mind, it's good for the nervous system. So begin to learn how to do your breathing techniques. If you're someone who doesn't believe in prayer, begin to work on and learn how to do your breathing exercises. Very important. And it's very good for the nervous system. Number two, we have to learn from our past. And this is from all of us who have experienced a lot of struggle. I know I've been through a lot of struggles. Okay? Some people, I know some people, doesn't make a difference necessarily with age. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, and this is something that I have to tell people. I know a lot of young women who have experienced a lot of pain, emotional pain, since they were toddlers, they say. Okay? And I know older women, they didn't start experiencing pain until they were like in their late 40s, 50s. So let's not even go with the age bracket thing. Let's just not. If I said that earlier. Let me just apologize on that note. My mistake. Let's just stick to the topic. So it doesn't matter necessarily, ladies, make a difference. It's just that with age, you do get wiser. You do grow more. So there is a difference. We learn more, and when you experience something, it strengthens you and it builds you up. Okay? So I don't have time to really explain all that. I just don't want a lot of the young ladies listening to be like, yeah, because I experienced more and I know it all. No, we are young ladies. Let's not take it there. And I don't mean to sound so sharp, but it's a lot of young ladies out there that think they're know-it-all. I understand you've been through some stuff, but even though you've been through something, with age, you do tend to grow wiser. Trust me. And I'm still young myself. I'm not going to say my age, but every day I'm growing. I'm always learning something new. I'm growing, and I love it. Even in difficult times, I persevere, and it's teaching me so much, and it strengthens me, and that's why I'm able to help a lot of ladies out there suffering, because I've been through so much, and I want to strengthen and encourage you all out there, okay? So number one, just pray, and if you don't believe in prayer, you don't believe in prayer, it's any kind of God, I want you ladies out there to begin to learn how to breathe, do your breathing exercises, okay? Very important for the nervous system. Number two, that was learned from your past. If you had anything going on in your past, learn from it. So that, in other words, if you're going through something right now, ladies, this is what you want to do. You don't want to always go, oh my goodness, I'm going through this. I feel like going through this again. I'm so thin, all the stress and stuff occurs. So what you want to do is learn from your past mistakes, and you want to bring it into the present moment, which is the now moment. Because it's going to build you up and it's going to strengthen you. So in other words, let's say if you were an asthmatic, let's use that. Because, I want you ladies to know that I do have asthma. So let me just use this example for myself. I used to have to go to the ER a lot. I mean, to me, that's so stressful because it's like, here I am, just had a good day, woo, relaxing, and all of a sudden, I'm wheezing, I'm like, ugh, you know, it makes that little whistle sound, and I can't breathe, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want to get up, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, but at the same time, I cannot breathe. I know what they're going to do when I go to the hospital. What they do, ladies, when I go to the ER, they give you these steroids. It's supposed to induce the lungs from swelling, so they give you steroids. So that way you won't be wheezing. They give you oxygen. You have to sit in there and take three treatments. If three treatments don't work, they keep giving you more until you're in the clear. So I already know the routine. And I'm smart enough to know to catch it on time. Also, that's very important. So if you're anybody out there who's asthmatic, you have a first sign of shortness of breath, you need to get on top of it. Take your inhaler, and you need to go into the ER if you know that you cannot breathe. That's very important. But I would know it will frustrate me. But I learned from my past. Although I may feel frustrated, I'm tired. I don't want to be bothered with anyone in the hospital. I've learned not to be stressed out. It was to the fact where I would be like, oh, my God, I will begin to cry because I don't want to sit up in the ER. You know, yes, they take you right away, but when you go in the back, you have to sit there and take a whole lot of treatments. And I don't want to take steroids. I just don't like going to the ER. So thank God that, you know, God has healed me. Well, I still have asthma attacks, but I always say I'm healed because that's just what I believe in. Even when you're not, even if you're going through a certain situation, like I'm having asthma attacks, I always say I'm healed. But at the same time, I know when I feel an attack coming on, I know what to do. Okay, so this example, let me get to the example because I don't want to get off topic, okay? When I'm feeling that way, at first, when it first started, I would be crying, I would be stressed out, I would call people, I would tell my parents, I would tell my daughter, oh my God, mommy's having an asthma attack, and I'm feeling all stressed out, and that's creating anxiety, and that's no good when you're an asthmatic. So I've learned from my past, the first sign of me having shortness of breath, I take my inhaler instead of waiting and going, oh, I'm having shortness of breath, maybe it'll pass, or I need to take my inhaler and sleep it off. No, I don't want to go to sleep. See, I didn't know. I wasn't too educated on it, but now that I am, I know what to do. Now, it may still be stressful if I'm having an asthma attack, but I know what to do. So I have a little confidence there. I'm not filled with so much worry and anxiety. You see, because I used to have really, 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 really bad asthma when I was about 9, 10 years old. Up into, let's say, last year. And I still have asthma attacks instead of going to the hospital every week in an 8-month period. I may go, like, out of this year, ladies, I'm going to the ER about twice a month. You know, twice a month, only in the springtime. So I've been there twice so far, and I believe maybe in the summertime, that's why it's very important for me to deal with these allergy symptoms. See, but I've learned what's the triggers. I know what to do now, and that keeps me from going to the ER so frequently because I know what to do. I learned from the past. So, and this is what I'm trying to explain to you, ladies. You may be going through some stuff, but because you experienced these things, these type of difficulties, situations already, I'm not saying you won't have any anxiety. I'm not saying that you won't be stressed out when hard times come, but you know how to deal with it, okay? And therefore, it lessens the anxiety level. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, you should be about a 6 or a 7. You shouldn't be a 20. Okay, so that's why it's very important to learn from your past mistakes. It strengthens you. It builds you up. It's very important. And that way, when someone else is going through what you're going through, you can teach them, and you'll be able to pass it on. So that's one of the things that you never do. You have to learn from your past because it strengthens you on the inside. I'm going to say that again. Learn from your past. Learn from your past mistakes because it strengthens you on the inside. So that's a very powerful right there. And we're going to go with number 3, which is never brush anything off. Just deal with it. Now, this is something that a whole lot of us deal with. We tend to brush things off. I don't know why. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. We brush things off all the time. Whether it's like, oh, my goodness, let me go get a drink because I'm going through this bad breakup, or I just have to end this relationship because the relationship that I'm in is not healthy. Let me go get a drink. Let me go party. Let me take some type of drugs. Let me party. Let me go and sleep with 50 million guys. Because if you're doing things to numb the pain that you're going through in that present moment. So a lot of us don't want to deal with it. And the thing is, when we don't deal with these situations, things tend to happen in our body. We start experiencing headaches, loss of appetite, weight gain, stomach pains, difficulty breathing, anxiety. We can't sleep. and so on. It's just a lot of different things that we're going to experience in our bodies because we want to brush things off. And sometimes people tend to brush things off because they don't want to deal with it because they say, oh, there's a lot of fear involved. They feel that it's, many people are sensitive. They don't want to get hurt. They don't want to deal with the situation because to each his own. But some of us, and most of us ladies, we don't want to get hurt. We have all these things, which is what causes the anxiety, difficulty breathing, because we start thinking, oh, we know what's going to happen. We can't always predict what's going to happen. But many times, a majority of the times we do, and this is why we do things like, oh, let me go have a drink. Oh, let me just reschedule this appointment. Oh, I'll deal with it next month. Oh, I'll deal with the situation. You know what? I'm not going to even talk to this person because I know it's going to be an argument. Oh, I know this is going to happen. Let me just say something to help you ladies out there. If you know something's going to happen, and listen, just deal with it. So what if the person, if you're, let's say, for instance, if you're predicting that someone is going to disrespect you because, let's say if you got to reschedule an appointment and you know that maybe if you pick up the telephone, then this lady, you know, you're going to have a hard time with her. She's going to yell and scream, have you on hold, maybe hang up the phone on you. Deal with it. I'm telling you, deal with it. Don't avoid it because you feel like I'm going to have to take this lady to court. I'm going to have to go and speak to her manager and get her fired. You know what? I'll just do it next week because I don't have the time right now because I'm going through other things. But meanwhile, you're missing out on your appointment. Deal with it. Don't postpone your court day. Oh, I don't want to deal with it because I don't have time to deal with these lawyers. I don't know what the judge is going to say. I don't have the evidence right now. I'm going to have to reschedule the court date. Deal with it. Don't reschedule. Deal with it. I'm telling you, this will bring, it will lessen your anxiety level. You will begin to feel so much more calm. You're going to have that peace and calmness because you're dealing with things. I'm telling you, don't be like me. Like when you have, I had a toothache, and I told you ladies this, and I didn't deal with it because I said, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to deal with going to the dentist. I don't know what they're going to do. This is going to happen. I'm just predicting what's going to happen already. And because I'm predicting these things, what was happening with me? My tooth was just, oh my goodness, my tooth was, you ladies out there know my tooth is rotting out and I started experiencing pain. Then there's times where it won't hurt and I'm just like, oh, okay. But even me, and that's something else. There may be times you're going through something and you may have blocked it out so you don't even remember it. But it's something happening and you're in the man. Just like with my tooth, there was something happening in there. I just was kind of like, you know, numbing it up at times. And I thought, I got this. So, but all along, I didn't have this. So before the problem or the situation grows, you want to learn to deal with that problem before it grows, while it's little, because it will grow. And the more it grows, the more you're going to try to drug more or drink more or sleep around more. And you don't want to do this. So we have to learn to deal with the problems, and we have to learn how to eliminate that fear. Because it's fear that keeps us, majority of the time, from dealing with the problems that we have. Fear that this is going to happen, fear that we're going to lose it, fear that it won't go this way, this fear, 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 and we have to learn how to nip that right in the, you know what, because, you know, if you're not, I hate fear, I don't like someone afraid, so it's like when it's something that has to get done, let's just deal with it. So I'm going to tell you ladies out there, and I can go on and on this, but I don't have enough time. I only have 11 minutes left. Just deal with it. So let's just go over the first one. I said, you know, we're going to all pray. If you're not one that pray, you know, God has given me wisdom to tell you ladies out there who don't pray, learn how to develop your breathing techniques. Learn how to breathe. Inhale and exhale. It's good for the nervous system, okay? And number two, you want to learn from your past mistakes because it strengthens you on the inside. So everything that you went through in the past, I'm not saying you're going to have any stress or you're not going to feel tired, but it won't be so bad because you went through it before and you're strengthened. You have more knowledge and wisdom now, okay? And number three, never brush anything off. Never brush anything off. Deal with it. Because if you don't deal with it, it has negative side effects. And we already went through that. You don't want to have headaches and fatigue, weight gain, weight loss, you're vomiting, just all these different side effects because you're not dealing with something because of fear, okay? And number four, persevere. Perseverance. Ladies, we have to develop perseverance. Okay? It doesn't matter what you're going through. In order for you to, and I say this a lot in my coaching sessions when I'm coaching my clients, I always tell them that you can do everything, read all the books, you can go to all the seminars, you can do go to what it's called, like all the motivation, go to all the motivation conventions, and I mean conventions, everything. I'm talking fast because I see like, oh my God, I'm running out of time. So excuse me if I'm speed talking, you know, ladies. By now, if you've been listening to me, you know how that works. But you can go to all these classes, you can go to all these events, you can do all this research, read all these books. But you know, at the end of the day, if you do not have perseverance, you don't develop perseverance, everything is void. Because you can learn this stuff, but you have to keep doing it. You have to do with all your might and with all your strength. You have to continue to keep up the good habit that you have broken. So if you learn something in the past, every time something happens, you have to continue to know, I went through this before, and this is what I have to do in order to survive. All right? So if you're driving your car, have a spear on you. Make sure you always have your cell phone charged, and make sure you want to do these things to lessen the pain, to lessen the stress level within you. You don't want to drive and never take a flashlight, never have a phone, never have a charger. You need these things in case an emergency. I can understand if it never happened to you and you're like, oh, my goodness, look what happened to me on the road. Okay, now you know what to do in case you're in the road and your car stopped working. Now you know that, okay, I got to make sure I have my cell phone. Make sure I have my flashlight, my camera. Make sure I have my spare tire. It's things you have to make sure you have in a case of emergency, okay? So definitely it's good to learn from your past mistakes. That's very powerful right there, ladies, okay? It's powerful right there, and I hope you ladies are getting it out there. Doesn't matter what you're going through relationship-wise, if you're having health problems, some type of emergency, always learn from your past and bring it into your present. Bring that positive result into the present, and you will see the difference. It will lessen the pain and anxiety level. And never, number three, never brush things off. Never. Please deal with it once again, because if you don't deal with it, it brings forth a negative side effect. And number four, after you have done all that, ladies, I want you to continue to keep up the good work. Continue to persevere. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Develop that habit. Develop that habit. Develop the habit. I had to develop a habit of praying. It used to be, and for me, I cope with a lot of my pain and difficulties in life. I had to develop a habit of praying. It's just something that I do. I have to pray, and I have to hear God speaking to me, and I just have to know sometimes where I just have to persevere. Sometimes we cannot control life. Sometimes there's nothing we can do but leave it in a higher power. So we have to learn to just sometimes just let go. But at the same time, and I have to tell you, ladies, just always keep a positive attitude. Have faith. Keep a positive attitude. Don't think, oh, well, this time, this is it. A lot of us, many of us grew up with a lot of negative influence around us, ladies. If you haven't, maybe don't know what I'm talking about. To those of you who know what I'm talking about, you understand me. So if you grew up with a lot of negative influences, but we can, this ain't going to work, this ain't going to happen, you have to develop a healthy attitude. So develop the healthy habits in your life so no matter what you're going through in life, you'll be able to maintain peace in your mind during these hard times. Ladies, I'm about to sign off because time is running out right now, and I have an assignment for you guys to do, okay? This is the assignment. If there's something, a task, or something that you may have been struggling with, you have pushed it to the side, what I want you to do between Monday and Friday, I don't care what it is. Maybe you have to go to the dentist. Maybe you have to take care of your health. Maybe you're in a relationship and you want to begin to work on healing that relationship. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an important appointment that you have to go to. Maybe it's a court day you keep rescheduling. What I want you to do, don't brush it off. I want you to deal with it. I want you to make that appointment. I want you to not reschedule the appointment. I have to say that once again, make that appointment. I want you to take on that difficult task. Take it on and deal with it. So between Monday, which is tomorrow, and Friday, the thing that you've been avoiding, I want you to make a move and deal with it. Make that phone call. Make that appointment. Fix that relationship. Begin working on it so you can bring healing to your relationship. I don't care if it's frustrated. You have to take that step. And that's the assignment I want to give you, ladies. I want you ladies to make that first step. Take on that difficult task you have been avoiding. And I want you to deal with it. So, ladies, I'm going to reiterate that one more time. Monday through Friday, I want you to take on that difficult task that you have been avoiding and take action. And I want you to call in to the radio station. Okay? The number to call is 347-945-6867. Call in next week only if you have and you are willing to, only if you are willing to do this assignment. Monday through Friday, the task that you have been avoiding, I want you to take a step, take action, and deal with it. And let me know how you felt when you did, when you do deal with it. I want to know how you ladies, who's going to do this assignment, I want to know how you feel in your inside. Because it's going to strengthen your inner man. As soon as you take that action, you're going to begin to feel better about yourself. It's going to be like a release. You're going to feel better. So I just want you ladies to call in next week and let me know how it works out. Monday through Friday, Sunday, which is next week, I'll be on air 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in and let me know how things went, ladies, okay? Once again, if you want to reach me, email me at info@tmcoaching.net. Once again, that's info@tmcoaching.net. I love you, ladies. Stay strong, and remember, nothing is too difficult. Deal with it. Love you much.